Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Matty Owen Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. You know, we didn't know for sure if we were going to get a second episode out this week. It's a short week. It's Thanksgiving week. It's Iowa Hate Week. But guess what? The Common Fans are coming through for you once again, Common Fan listener.
That's right.
Happy Thanksgiving week, boys. Happy Thanksgiving week to all the Common Fans.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. And this is, I think today is going to be like a little bit wide spectrum of gratitude and thankfulness.
Yep.
And straight up Iowa hate. We're going to span the globe of emotion here today.
The hate will flow through us.
Ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, for sure.
That's right. Hey, Common Fans, the holidays are here. It's Thanksgiving week, as we said, and Oak Barn Beef makes the perfect gift for clients, friends, and family. Their bundles are packed with Nebraska-raised, dry-aged beef, always a hit and way better than another gift basket. Go to oakbarnbeef.com to order and give a gift that's as genuine as your gratitude. Also, get to the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Subscribe on YouTube, like this episode, sign up for the free newsletter, and follow all the social media accounts. You can keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the Common Fans at commonfan.co. Guys, didn't even realize it. None of us realized it, but I had a travel day yesterday for work, and so I was kind of just flipping through some podcast stuff, looking back over some stuff, and the Penn State game recap, which we put out just 2 days ago on Monday, was our 150th episode. 150.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
I didn't even realize. Do you have any sound effects for that, Matteo?
Let's see what we got.
Let's see what you got. Let's keep talking, though. So the very first episode of the Common Fan Podcast was put out on October 10th.
Sorry, a little late on the draw there.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Not a gray.
Not handy. A gray. The applause.
Yeah. I can do more of this episode. We can go a little zany if we want. Jeff does Jeff has a bad take.
Okay. Wow.
Then keep that handy. We should have that every time Jeff talks. Every time Jeff talks, Matt.
Yeah.
So the first Common Fan episode was October 10th, 2023.
I remember that one.
We actually recorded my mom's basement in Lincoln. We were together. Fun. Most of the time we're not together. It was in person. And we started midway through the season. So this had been something that I had been thinking about for a long time. And we had been talking about it. We just didn't get our act together quite to get it done. I don't recommend that. For those of you thinking about starting a podcast, whatever you're going to focus on, don't wait till it's halfway done. Right. We probably should have started in the preseason, maybe July or August. That probably would have helped. But whatever. It was what it was. So it's been over 2 years now. But it's just been thoroughly enjoyable. We love all of you. All of you listen, whether you've listened to one episode or all of them, thank you for coming along on this ride with us. And for watching, for listening, for downloading, whatever it is, for reading our articles, whatever it might be. We love all of you. We're thankful for all of you. And this is just the beginning, friends. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
There's much more Common Fan to come.
Yeah.
I can't believe we sat down like this 150 times.
I know.
It's crazy to me. 150 times over 2 years.
That feels like a lot. It feels like a lot, but it doesn't feel like it just.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No, it doesn't at all. And I feel like some people would be like, geez. Get a life, guys. We're not listening to you. All right. We're not listening to you. We're going to keep going. We're keep doing what we do.
This is the life we've chosen.
Yeah. It sorry. Is. Now I'm attacking the common fans.
Yeah. It is. Sorry. Yeah.
Calm down, Jeff.
I told you highs and lows.
Jeff's key to a successful podcast. Number one, attack your audience.
I said, insult your fans.
Yeah. No, it's just, it rarely ever feels like a second job. Right. It rarely ever feels like work. It's like right. So fun. The only knock that I have on it is it just, to me, makes the season go too dang fast.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's set where, you know, put an episode on a Monday and then one on Wednesday or Thursday. And then next thing you know, the game's here and then we're doing the recap. And it just feels like this season, to me, has flown by.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here, you know, a day, 2 days before the Iowa game. And I can't believe it. Like we're you know, and I'm. We talk from, you know, January until July or August about we can't wait till it gets here. And now it's almost gone.
We're
almost done. So I want to really try to embrace this Iowa hate week.
Enjoy it.
And this game, this Black Friday game, and just go all out.
Well,
I'm encouraging all the common fans to do the same.
So Matt, your message is we're all one day closer to death. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, all.
Jeff. The only thing I would say is, we've got our jobs, we've got our day jobs, and technically I have to do a little bit more because not only do I have to keep a track, I have to keep track of two teams now. So, you know, I gotta focus on one game.
Can we get some booze,
and another
Matt?
Game. And that's just a lot of work, man. Just letting you know that double the effort.
Nobody cares, Jeff.
Also have a gong.
No, yeah, there you go. Nobody cares. We've moved Jeff backstage for those of you not watching. Okay, you're back, Jeff, but you're on thin ice.
I also have a gong.
You're on thin ice, pal. All right. We're gonna get into some Iowa history. It's easy for common fans to forget, but because it's been a rough decade, and mm-hmm. Nebraska is 1-9 against Iowa in the last 10 games. That is unacceptable. It's disgusting. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And we have to own those losses. Like where I'm not like.
No, they beat us.
They beat
us. Final score had more points for them than exactly. for us.
And you can look back 100 years from now, those will show up as losses for us and wins for Iowa. And that's disgusting. But we are, Nebraska is and always will be the superior college football team. Nebraska still owns the all-time head-to-head. We're still up by quite a few wins and we're the better program. And I would so much rather have lived and died as a Cornhusker than be one of those cold and timid souls, that is being an Iowa Hawkeye fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we do that, what's on the menu for Thanksgiving real quick? We did 2 years ago. We didn't even really plan on it. I revealed though, that I don't like, in one of our first episodes, it was Iowa week, and I revealed that I don't like Thanksgiving turkey. It's now come up many times. Yeah. The boys couldn't believe it. So we don't have to do like a whole episode on this like we did before, even though that's still one of my favorite all-time episodes. If you want to go find it, the Iowa week one from 2023, common fans. But what's on the menu for Thanksgiving, boys?
Emo, you go ahead.
Well, you know, we're doing turkey. Because we are Americans and it's tradition. And yes, I understand everything you've said in the past, General, about turkey. You know, you don't say on any other special occasion, any other holiday, you usually don't throw a turkey in the oven. My grandma used to do it.
Talking points are sticking. Thank you very much.
Well, I understand that.
I think they're right.
But there's also something about tradition. Like, no, we don't throw a bird in the oven very often, if at all. But that's what you do on Thanksgiving. So as a traditionalist and as a fine American patriot that I consider myself to be, we're going to have turkey as our main. There will be green bean casserole. My wife makes a great one. I know Jeff hates it.
Let's go.
Also do, mashed potatoes, gravy. Mm. My family does. I hope somebody's making this. I don't know for sure. I haven't been plugged into the menu as much this year. We do a corn casserole. And it's with like that Jiffy cornbread mix and canned corn, which you might say canned corn. I love canned corn. I don't know if this makes me weird.
I like canned corn.
And it's just delicious. So corn casserole. I'm trying to think what else we might have. Usually there might be some sort of like a sauerkraut and egg, like thick egg noodles or dumplings. That kind of comes, I think that's a little bit from the old country from my grandmother's side. Mm-hmm. Trying to think what else. Oh, stuffing. We'll have stuffing. Yeah.
Sure. Nah.
All the traditional stuff. Nah, and then, you know, a couple of like, you know, more family specific items. I think we'll have mac and cheese, which I didn't know until a few years ago was like a kind of a staple for a lot of people.
Nice. I didn't know that either. We never do that.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
So we'll have mac and cheese. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Geoff, what are you guys doing?
Let's see. Well, we'll have the casserole, the green bean casserole. I won't eat it, but it'll be on the table on the way, way far other end, nowhere even near me. But then we'll do. I'm surprised with you, TJ. Like, you're a Nebraska fan. So you should all be about tradition. I just can't believe this. Like, tradition, tunnel walk, runzas.
Yeah, I love that
traditions, quote unquote. I can't believe you break tradition on just this one holiday for some weird reason when you can eat the turkey. I know you say it's dry, but just put some freaking gravy on it and it's good as gold. So enjoy it. We'll do turkey. We'll do corn. We do crescent rolls. We don't do.
Oh, yeah.
We Jeff do crescent loves rolls. A good crescent roll. Yeah.
I love good crescent rolls. You know what? The listener, Joe from the bank, I've told you about this before. If you guys know and he listens, why the hell can you only find King's Hawaiian sweet rolls in town? Like, you can't find, I swear to God, you cannot find just a plain, regular, prepackaged dinner roll in the city of Lincoln. I'm not making that up. Go to a store today. It's all King's Hawaiian. It's all sweet rolls.
It sounds like a major conspiracy.
It really is. So we do crescent rolls because nobody's going to eat those King's Hawaiian sweet rolls. And then we also do I tweeted about this yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the cranberry, the gelatin cranberry sauce that comes out of the can. And when it hits the plate, it looks like it was in like a can of dog food. You saw that up in the little pieces. So yeah, we'll have
That sounds disgusting.
I love that. That's like one of my favorite things. It's like Jello.
Jeff, you're so sensitive about so many things and you love that.
So here's my plate. I'll explain to you what my plate looks because I don't like stuffing. I don't like casserole.
And things can't touch, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, right. I'm a little lenient. Like I'm not over the top, but I'm definitely not putting corn on top of my mashed potatoes. That's for serial killers and psychopaths. But it would be turkey with gravy on it. You'd have mashed potatoes and gravy. You'd have corn. You have crescent roll. And then probably like some relishes. So I don't know. We have like carrots and celery and maybe some and stuff like that. That's my plate. That's it right there. But I just eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's solid. Yep. So we're going to do a chuck roast from Oak Barn Beef.
Mm.
It's going to be delicious.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Crock pot?
I'm going to do the Dutch oven.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to sear it on the stovetop. And then we'll do like an onion and some spices and some beef broth and probably some other stuff. And then I'll do it in the oven for about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I've done it once before with the exact same chuck roast from Oak Barn Beef, and it was falling apart. It was just absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
So very excited about that. And then going to do some salmon on the grill.
Okay. Surf and turf.
My wife would enjoy that.
Yeah. And then I always make Nick Burkle's mashed potatoes. I might like mix it up a little bit, like a different variation on the mashed potatoes this year.
Can you run down again what you do in the mashed potatoes?
He always made these mashed potatoes with sour cream and cream cheese in them, lots of garlic. And then, when they came out of the oven, do a little paprika on top, mostly for the presentation, and then some dollops of butter on the top. And then you can, of course, add your own butter. Yeah. Just a lot of dairy.
Absolutely gluttonous.
Like super creamy. Mm-hmm. And I don't love gravy on my mashed potatoes. And so like, I would usually just eat those babies by themselves.
They sound like you could eat them plain. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so good. And they're really creamy. So I'm going to do, I've just been looking at like, I don't know, maybe I'll substitute like a little heavy cream or milk instead of the we'll still do sour cream, I think. And I think I might do extra butter like in the mix this time instead of on top. So I don't know, just a little different variation on the mashed potatoes.
It sounds amazing.
We'll have green bean casserole. I think we'll have stuffing. We'll have rolls, you know, some of your standard stuff. Yeah. My boss just floated an idea. She makes every year. It's corn, jalapeno. It's like a corn corn casserole, corn, jalapenos, and cream cheese.
Ooh,
and okay. So you like warm. So it's like she said it was four cans of corn, one block of cream cheese, and then a little can of jalapenos, and you warm it all up together, mix it all together. She said it's like become one of her most requested items.
Wow. So I would do that.
I don't know.
I would eat
that. I kind of want. I don't think the group that we'll have here would be really into that. So I'm not sure if it's worth.
My dad would hate that. Like, my dad, like, he, if mild salsa like gets him going, like, I can't do this. I can't do this. It's too much, Jeff. Is there horseradish in this?
Oh, shout out to LaRue. We love LaRue Langenberg. Oh my God. All right, guys. Well, seriously, thanks to all the Common Fan listeners, watchers, readers. You are what makes this fun. We feel like we've kind of built a little community here, and it's been so fun to meet so many Husker fans and get to know many of you, and we love all of you. So shout out to all the Comet fans.
Yes, indeed.
And I hope you all truly have a happy Thanksgiving and get to see family and friends and watch a lot of football and, not have to work too hard doing anything. Now, let's pivot to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
Let's get pissed off. That's right. Something a little different this year that we haven't done before. And I just want to kind of, everybody knows it, right? Like, Husker fans know that we are and always will be superior to the Iowa Hawkeyes. But I did a little research this morning. I wanted to lay this out. I want to lay this out for the Common fans. Okay. First of all, did you know that the Iowa Hawkeyes claim 5 national championships?
No.
Yes.
Just like, so does Nebraska. But dig just a little bit deeper. A little bit more under the surface, and here's what you find. Okay, the first two are from the 1920s. Okay,
oh, wow.
Okay, whatever.
Okay,
and I think they were like 7-0 in both seasons. So okay, whatever. The next three are from 1956, 1958, and 1960. Iowa did not finish number one in either the AP or the coaches poll in any one of those years. You know what normally has to happen? And this is, some of our parents even being born, but it's pre-BCS, pre-playoff, obviously. So we've talked about this. The system wasn't perfect. The system wasn't perfect for a long time. But normally, traditionally, you have to have finished number one in at least one of those polls to claim a national championship. Yeah. Not number two, not number three, which they show up as both of those. You have to finish number one. So for three of the 5 national championships claimed by the Iowa Hawkeyes, first of all, the most recent one is 1960. Second of all, they didn't even finish number one in one of the major polls. I don't know. I would rather not claim those titles than walk around in my Iowa Hawkeye starter jacket with some sort of farce, some sort of fraud.
Yeah.
And pretend
I own
5 national championships.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed for all of our friends.
How long is that? I don't know this, obviously. How long has the Nebraska football program been in existence?
1890.
Yeah.
What if we tried to claim that's
why they named the collective that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. What if we claimed, could you imagine if Nebraska tried to claim, if we did win one way back in like the 20s, like how embarrassing that would be? Like,
Houlihan broke free
for a 100-yard run with a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he won the title that year.
There's a lot more we could claim. We should do a whole episode on this in the offseason about the national.
And we're claiming 99 then. We were 12-1 in 99, and we would have beat Florida State or Virginia Tech. We're national championship. We're national champions for 99.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we're claiming it.
Wasn't it Auburn in the middle of the season that was like, we've adjusted our criteria and suddenly we're claiming like 6 more national championships?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. I'm claiming that I have $1 million in my bank account. Does that mean it's going to show up now? There.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Like
UCF did that one year, didn't they? They claimed to be the national champion.
Oh, they claim that.
They
one.
Hang it.
They,
yeah.
they hang the banner for that.
Florida one. State's done it. You what is with bring, these people?
You had to bring up. UCF, didn't you, Jeff? Yeah. All right, go ahead, Matt.
Sorry.
I was just say, like, some sort of governing body should award you said national championship. You don't claim it. You know, some the AP or the coaches poll, some sort of organization literally says you're the champion and they give you a trophy.
Yes.
Nebraska's got 5. I don't think that Iowa has any trophies, any national championship trophies. I could be wrong, but I don't think they get any for a claimed national title when they didn't finish
hardware physically at their location. Yeah. It's like when you go back and negate wins. Like, everybody knows who actually won the game.
That's,
like, you go, just don't do that. Like, whatever happened, happened. And
like those USC teams that beat the pants off the Irish back in the day with Reggie Bush.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Negate those wins. That's the exception to the rule. You negate those wins. They're cheaters. Bush. Baloney.
So let's go. Let's look at the next thing. The Iowa Hawkeyes have won 15 conference championships. Can you believe that?
No.
That's not bad. That's okay. 15 conference championships. Sure. Do you know how many Nebraska has won?
Lay it on.
Probably 3 times that.
It is 3 times that, Matt. It's more than 3 times that. It's 46.
Oh, wow.
Which is second all time nationally of any program from sea to shining sea. Nebraska has 46 conference championships.
I'll be darned.
Iowa's 15, Kirk Ferentz won 2 of them. One in 2002, one in 2004. Several of these go back. The majority of them are 1960 or before. I'm just saying.
It's so embarrassing. And they tell us that we're like living in the past. Like, I don't know.
These are just recent self-awareness. History.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the one or both of the ones Ferentz won were split because it was before the days of the Big Ten championship game. So I think they were split with other teams. But anyway, I should have done a little more research on that front.
You did great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mattio.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, General.
Let's go ahead and look at all-time winning percentage.
Yeah, let's go there.
All-time record. Iowa's all-time record is 708. 708 wins. That's a nice little number of wins. Iowa, good job. Good for you. 708, 585, and 39. So back in the day, you could tie. So everybody's got ties on the record. So 708 wins, 585 losses, 39 ties. That's good for a 546 winning percentage. That's 65th best in the country.
Ooh.
Good for you, Iowa. Fit. Good for you, Hawkeyes. Just over 500. You're just over 500 on your career. 65th best in the country.
And not quite in the middle of, you know, all-time, you know, programs. There's probably 120, 130-ish that, you know, count towards this. If they have a couple good seasons, they could get up, you know, in the top half.
I'll bet Iowa, if you have a few more good seasons, you'd get in the top 50, dang it.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
They might.
Dang it, Hawkeyes. I'll bet you can. Do you know how Nebraska compares to that?
No.
Huh. Interesting. By contrast, the Nebraska Cornhuskers all time are 931, 434, and 40. That's 931 wins, 434 losses, and 40 ties. That amounts to a 670. It's basically a 700 winning percentage. 677. That's 10th all time.
Don't say guys. Don't say that.
10th all time. Okay.
Tenth all time.
Let's put this in context. We are on the tail end, hopefully, of arguably the worst stretch of Nebraska football ever. It's certainly one of the worst decades, and it hasn't been longer than a decade. It's been a decade, not 15 years, not 20 years, not 25 years.
It's been a decade.
Mm-hmm. But it has been bad. We all know it's been bad. The Riley era was bad. The Frost era inexplicably was awful. And Rule has been trying to dig us out from that and has shown some improvement, but we're still climbing out from that. It has been an awful, awful decade of Nebraska football. And we are still 10th all time in wins. We're second all time in conference championships. Iowa has more than 100 over 100 losses more than we do in history. Okay?
And we have 223 more wins. 223 more wins.
We are so far and away the better program. It's not even close. No, and I would so much rather have been to the mountaintop and lived through national championships with all three of us did. We lived through three of them. Our fathers lived through five of them, right? I would so much rather have lived that life than be living this 7-8 win, like spiking the football on 8 wins, calling it a successful season, just reveling in mediocrity. Mm-hmm. That Iowa has lived as long as we've known.
Mm-hmm. It's just disgusting.
And let's talk about this too. I got a couple more stats to share, but
I bet you do.
Like growing up, and even still now, like you watch SportsCenter, you watch College Game Day, right? The nationally relevant programs that people talk about, they're interested in. I hate to say it, Jeff, Notre Dame is one of them. They often don't deserve it.
Watch your mouth.
But, you know, the USC's of the world, the Michigan's and Ohio State's of the world, the Texas's of the world. I hate to say that one too, but it's true. Even though they often don't deserve it. Nebraska's in that mix. No, we haven't been in recent years, but we're in that mix. In the 90s and the 2000s, people are wondering what Nebraska did. People are scoreboard watching. The fans of the relevant teams are scoreboard watching. You're wondering what other teams did. Nebraska's one of those teams. And even still now, we draw eyeballs. People are interested in what's going on in Nebraska. Iowa's never been one of those teams. They've never been one of those teams.
Yeah. You're right.
Am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong.
No, they're
correct.
Well, I think if you talk to other fan bases too, like I've seen some of that this year with the new Big Ten teams, right? The USC and UCLA and some of their fans on Twitter tweeting about their interactions with Iowa fans. And I think it's like, it's not just us. Like there are other fan bases that can't stand Iowa as well.
Yeah.
It's not like they're our rival, but yeah, there are other fan bases. They're like, oh my God, Iowa.
Like, it's like when you got a big Thanksgiving gathering and all the adults are at one table or in one section. And then you've got a kids table, but like my dad was one of 8. So there were often more than one kids tables. So some of the kids tables are like maybe the teenagers and like the older kids. And then you had a smaller table for the littler kids. It's like one of those little kids trying to elbow their way up to the teenager table, but they don't belong. They don't belong at the teenager table, but they're trying to elbow their way in and talk to the cool kids, but they don't belong and they'll never belong.
Right.
Right.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
I like going back to the kids' table. I prefer it, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know we've come full circle. I don't mind. Yeah. The kids' table always has good food.
You got the good stuff down there.
Yeah. You're ruining my analogy, so shut up.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I do want to point out that like the program, to my knowledge, might be one of the only programs that can like that people in their own state that are from there don't like them. Like we have a close friend of ours that's originally from Iowa and he moved to Nebraska and he's a Nebraska fan. He doesn't have an allegiance to Iowa anymore. Could you imagine if you left TJ, you leave the state of Nebraska.
Right.
Could you ever consider yourself becoming a true Oregon fan?
No.
And your allegiance to Nebraska. That's how low I think Iowa is people when they leave the state, they kind of leave the fan base too.
They're uninterested.
Yep. They move on.
Yeah.
Nobody from the state of Nebraska, I think if they left, regardless if you went to another school for college, I don't think they'd ever turn their back on the Nebraska program. Iowa, their fans just leave and they're like, yeah, we're done with you. It was fun while I lived there because I had to be a fan, but no more. I'm going on to bigger and better things.
Right. So one other thing I'll throw out there is Iowa has one Heisman Trophy winner. And it was in 1939. Niall Kinnick was the Heisman Trophy winner. And they're so enthralled with this Heisman Trophy winner that they named their stadium after him. They don't have anything else. They don't have anything else to name their stadium after, but their one Heisman Trophy winner from 1939. Nebraska has three Heisman Trophy winners, all of which are, you know, the modern era of college football is considered 1970 to the present, all of which are in the modern era of college football, one of which is in this century, Eric Crouch. Yep. In 2001. And we're very proud of our Heisman Trophy winners. We take credit for our Heisman Trophy winners, but we're not so lame that we have to name our stadium after our Heisman Trophy winners because we have other things to hang our hat on.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
Memorial Stadium stands on its own. Stadium stands on its own. We don't need to name our stadium after our one Heisman Trophy winner from 1939.
I can't believe that.
Our field is named after our beloved coach who won three national championships.
Yeah. Three.
That were awarded by a real governing body or organization that award those types of things to college football programs. Not claimed, real, with trophies and everything.
Mm. Right. There's no doubt in my mind that Iowa at some point, they've already got plans to build a George Kittle statue. You know that's happening right now. They're erecting thing outside of the stadium as we speak. You know that's happening.
Oh, that's exactly right. Hold on. Did I say this right? Hold on. Iowa might only have 13. Did I say 15 conference championships? They have 13.
Yeah, 13. You did say 15.
Now, let's not give them too much credit.
Yeah. They'll claim the other two, though.
I'm sure they're claiming more than 13. I'm sure they're claiming 13. It's just unbelievable, guys. And so I think any objective observer can clearly see Nebraska is far and away the superior program. And we've got to start figuring it out. We've got to start winning, but we could lose several more games against Iowa. We could have several more rough seasons and we'll still be the superior program. I don't want that to happen. I would like us to turn a corner very soon. Don't get me wrong. If any common fans have any other stats or data points or observations they want to share on this matter, go ahead and tweet at us or send a comment on YouTube or send us an email, commonfangbr@gmail.com. We want to compile all the facts we can for Iowa Hate Week. It's Iowa Hate Week after all.
Yeah.
Real quick, guys, any thoughts on the actual game this year, year of our Lord 2025?
Yeah. I mean, it must win, right? I think we talked about it on the last episode. It's the most important game of Rule's career here at Nebraska, I would imagine. And I think a lot of the media folks have kind of hopping on that too, which by the way, guys, I've seen a lot of people all of a sudden posting things on social media included, that are very similar to the takes that we had post game after the Penn State.
Some people have been giving you credit for your take, Jeff.
Exactly. So I think people are listening. They're agreeing with what I have to say. Believe it or not, I do have some good opinions on these things. And that was one of them. All right. Let's just have some honesty and call it out when we see it. And I saw Sybil's taking some heat right now, and he came out and said that Rule has to win this game because people aren't going to buy what he's selling if this game doesn't go the right way. So even the media folks are starting to kind of hop onto that. So I would say, yeah, this is a must win. It's going to be tough. It's going to be won in the trenches, and we're not very good at that. So I, like you said, TJ, hopefully we can find a way to put a Band-Aid on it at least for one game and grind this thing out. But it's going to be tough. It's not going to be Penn State level tough, but their skill set is very similar to what Penn State had against us. So we've just got to be ready. We've got to be able to grind out one more win, get to a better record than last year, and then hopefully win a bowl game after this. So I think we can do it. Do I think that we're going to? I'm going to be honest on this one. No, they haven't shown me that they can do this. And I'm already giving you a prediction. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I think that we can win. I just don't know if we will win. That's kind of a non-answer.
Matty O, what do you think?
I think we got to find a way. Yeah. We know our run defense is terrible. We know we don't match up well with Iowa, right. But it's a rivalry game. You chuck everything in the kitchen sink out in a rivalry game, pull out all the stops.
Yep.
I'm hoping to see, you know, maybe a trick play or two, or maybe some, just not even necessarily a trick play, just some, maybe a couple wrinkles that we haven't done. And I'm hoping we can just be just good enough in stopping the run to beat these guys. I thought maybe we could do that against Penn State with their freshman quarterback. obviously that didn't happen. But I really hope that, and I think Coach Rhule will have the boys ready to play mentally. I think they'll be pumped up. They'll be ready to go. Because last year it was blatantly obvious to me he made the Iowa game a big deal. And I think you have to make it a big deal. And don't it's not one of those where you say, oh, just another game. It's not.
No.
And embrace it and say, yeah, this is a big game. There's some of these guys are playing their last game at Memorial Stadium, right? Like that seemed to matter to Penn State last week. Like senior day, they're playing for Terry Smith, all those things that we were going up against. This week, it's like, hey, some of these guys are playing their last game. Let's get this win for Coach Rhule. It's Iowa. All those things.
Yeah.
And so those things, you know, give me hope that we can get it done and find a way.
Yeah.
You know, then you look at, if you looked at game tape from all these losses that we've had, then that, you know, that obviously that makes you feel a little bit concerned about it. But I am hopeful that they just find a way to just slap a Band-Aid on this terrible run D. If you hold Iowa to 150, I think you win the game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, Matty O. It's not a great matchup on paper for the Huskers. Iowa, like I felt really good going into last year's game, and we dominated that game on the field and in every statistical category except the final score. I'm still so angry that we lost that game last year. Like this year, I don't feel that good about it.
A different feel.
They have a more functional offense. And, you know, that offense has more life than any Iowa offense we've seen in several years. And they have an actual.
But it's still terrible. It's still terrible. And it's such a hard offense to watch.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Old fashioned, like, you know,
Minnesota.
3 yards in a cloud of dust. And it's boring. And your quarterback, you know, Dylan Raiola's thrown for 2,000 yards in what, 8-9 games? And Gronowski is still like 700 yards behind him. Like they just don't. I don't know. I'm not saying everybody's going to throw the ball, but God dang it. It's so, so boring and awful to watch.
But what we're used to seeing is a backup quarterback converted from another position, right? Like we're used to seeing like no offense. So compared to that, they've got a little more life to them. Gronowski is a real quarterback. He can run, which makes me nervous. And then their defense, I looked this morning. They're in the top 10 nationally in total defense and scoring defense. And they're in the top 15 nationally in both rushing defense and passing defense. Their defense is once again elite. And so, like you said, Matty O, it's not a great matchup, but you got to throw out the records. It's every game since, you know, the last couple for Riley were pretty bad for us. But every game since then, even for us bad teams, this was always a rock fight. It was it always went down to the end. We've lost way too many on walk-off field goals. Can we find a way to make that one extra play or avoid that one extra mistake?
Yeah.
I mean, half the time it's us shooting ourselves in our own foot, right? Can we find a way? And also, like, they don't have Katron Allen or whatever that guy's name was from Penn State. Like, I think they'll run the ball on us. I don't think this is going to be a Penn State level offensive explosion.
Katron Allen. It's not Justice Haynes. It's not King Miller. All those running backs for the teams that that have beat us.
So the defense, I think, will make more stops, right? But also, though, like, can we figure out how to score more than 10 points?
And that's,
you know, can we scheme up some? Can we put Heinrich Harburg in, and instead of doing a tush push or a handoff, maybe he play actions and either keeps it or throws it or
runs a
RPO or something? Can we do I don't think we've seen. Have we seen really one trick play this year? I mean, USC did flea flicker against us. They did a trick play to get the 2-point conversion. I don't care what it takes. Matt, you're the one who said pull out all the bag of tricks. I don't care what it takes. Like. The defense is not going to be perfect. They're going to convert on 3rd and 2 and we're going to be pulling our hair out and throwing our hats probably 15 times. The defense is not going to be perfect, but I do believe they'll make some stops, more stops than we saw against Penn State. Can the offense go and win us one of these games for once? Like something special teams, something that's
That's the thing right there is that we've said it on previous podcasts. Like that's why Iowa beats us is because their offense has an identity. And they know what they're going to be. And we still haven't figured that out this season as far as Holgorsen running a makeshift playbook based off of Satterfield's old plays, or our starting quarterback going out, and now we've got our backup running plays that were probably designed for Dylan. So, yeah, like you said, you got to find a way, but that's the difference in the game right there is they know what they want to be, and we're still trying to figure out what we are.
Yep, exactly, exactly. All right, Comet fans, it should be a good one. Find a way, Husker.
Find a way.
All of Husker Nation from Scotts Bluff to South Sioux City, and from Alliance to Fall City, and from Omaha to McCook and wherever else, and from sea to shining sea, all of Husker Nation is united in pursuit of this victory. And we are here to help pull you across the finish line, Huskers. Let's make it happen. Geoff, did you have a final thought?
Matt, I did.
You should boo him while he's talking just because.
Go ahead. Bring on the boo. I don't care. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I love it. Again. Thank you.
All right, Geoff, what do you got?
So this is going to sound ridiculous, but
probably
the temperature on Friday, I think, keeps getting a little bit colder. I think that might be a problem for Nebraska. So, you know, I've got my insider within the athletic department who will remain nameless, but I've got a source. And you know my feeling of the team's gone downhill since they got rid of the Duke jock straps. That's a big deal. That's a big problem for the team. The other thing is, you know those giant warming coats that they wear on the sidelines with like the hood and the Nebraska logo on the back keeps the quarterback warm and the players warm? So according to my source, those have been the same warming jackets since like the 90s. They've never like replaced them, and they just keep them in this trunk within the facility. He said they're old. They never wash them. They reek. He's like, I don't even think they serve a purpose anymore. They got holes in them. We need new warming jackets, guys. We need to keep our team warm during these cold weather games. Otherwise, TJ is going to be over there freezing. I think the jacket's probably going to do more harm than good. We need to fix those warming jackets. That's going to be a problem. We need the temperature. If the temperature gets above 40 degrees, we win the game. We drop below freezing, we're losing the game. I'm calling it right now. It's all going to be based on what the weather's like that day.
I hate that.
I'm just telling you. Hey, if facts are facts, I don't know what you want me to do about it.
I'm just bringing you the message. This is horrible. I'm just bringing you the message.
They haven't been cleaned for years. They're just in this trunk. Rats eating holes in them and stuff like that.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, Geoff.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. Yeah.
This is like the jump to conclusions, Matt.
Hey, you.
This is horrible. This idea.
You had me at like, hey, maybe they do need new warming jackets, but to say that if it doesn't get over 40 degrees, we don't win
freezing.
The game.
Yeah, they're going to be freezing out there. The jackets are going to bring.
It's cold for Iowa too, Geoff.
But they have good warming jackets, Matt. They have good ones.
You don't know that. We don't have a source inside Iowa's football equipment room.
Geoff, I feel. I'm sure maybe the design is the same.
Heaters down there.
Maybe the design is the same. I'm sure they've made new jackets. I'm sure they have.
No, it's the same ones from the 90s. It's like if I bust out my Notre Dame starter jacket from like 1995.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
It's worn.
Don't get rid of them. Keep them. Holes, stink, and all.
Yeah, there you go. Never wash. Keep the warming jacket. Eating them. Probably got rats in them. Like you're gonna.
Just letting you know.
It's a concern of mine.
Derailed. I'm worried for your family.
I'm telling you right now.
All right.
On it.
All right. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Okay. Then with that, common fans, be kind to each other. But for real, common fans, do be kind to each other. Have a happy, wonderful Thanksgiving. Again, we love you all. Thank you all for the support. Let's go beat those Iowa Hawkeyes. Nebraska will always be superior to Iowa. We are the superior program, and we're going to start the rebound by beating them on Friday. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back at you after the victory over the Hawkeyes. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that. Put them in the aisles.
And the press. Nebraska takes the lead. And the national championship is Nebraska.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.